Welcome and thank you everyone for joining us for this concise and informative discussion by Dr. Michael Wald. Dr. Wald, you have many degrees and certifications in the areas of nutrition and health, including two board certifications in nutrition. You are a doctor of chiropractic with a master's in nutrition, and you are a certified nutritional specialist. You have published successful books on natural health, and right now we will be discussing autoimmune disease and low immunity.
Sounds good.
Okay. Mary's asking about her thyroid problem and lupus, and asks, I've been diagnosed with lupus and Hashimoto's thyroid disease. Can I do anything nutritionally for my problems? My doctor put me on steroids and thyroid medication. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is a really common problem, Sonny, with hypothyroid, autoimmune disease, and lupus. So lupus and thyroid Hashimoto's are autoimmune, and one autoimmune disease usually predisposes people to others, or people have an autoimmune disease that's obvious and there are other hidden immune autoimmune issues. So we have to take a wide body approach. And basically autoimmune means that the immune system is hyperactive. A lot of people don't realize, Sonny, that when we talk about autoimmune problems, we're dealing with too much immunity, not too little. So there's hypoimmunity, and then there's hyper, which is autoimmune, where the body makes antibodies, which are chemicals that are anti the body and destroys tissues. Depending on the definition or diagnosis of the autoimmune disease, it kind of gives you an idea of what tissues. So with Hashimoto's, we know that there are one or two different kinds of antibodies that attack either the thyroid gland itself and or the hormones or the enzymes that make thyroid hormone. And lupus can be in a variety of different forms, but basically, again, we know it's autoimmune. There are various types of markers on blood, like an ANA test and several others that give that diagnosis. And as you mentioned, Sonny, the typical treatments for these autoimmune conditions are steroids or immunosuppressive drugs, for example, for yes. lupus, and Synthroid or other types of thyroid supplements for the thyroid. So the question is, what can we do nutritionally? Nutrition has such a major role in autoimmune diseases, I cannot emphasize it greatly enough. So for example, if the body is being destroyed, these tissues are being broken down by antibodies, if you have nutrition that impacts the repair process such that the repair exceeds the disrepair of the autoimmune, then you actually get a leg up in these conditions. So what nutrition are we talking about? Well, this is the difficult part, but it is something that can be done with the right testing. I could see 10 different patients with lupus and or Hashimoto's thyroiditis, but because of their medical health history, because of their ages, they may be on certain other medications, their fitness, other lifestyle factors. My point is that there's a lot that goes into figuring out what each individual with these conditions need. So they can have very different nutritional needs. One person with Hashimoto's or lupus might need a very high dose of zinc. Another person, their zinc is fine, but really what they need is protein. Mm. So there aren't any specific protocols per se. I mean, you can read about these protocols in, you know, books, something like the Encyclopedia of Nutrition or something like that, which give you these a long laundry list of supplementation and foods, but none of those have to do with what the particular individual needs for the autoimmune conditions. So we'll be discussing in this video in a second, and also some of the other videos, how to determine the right blood test for each individual. But suffice it to say that when you figure out nutrition for these particular autoimmune diseases like lupus and thyroid, we want to do a variety of laboratory tests that almost always goes into many different specialties. We need to know about hormones. We need to know about inflammation. We need to do certain nutritional tests. None of these things, except the bare basics, are done in traditional medicine. So I'm not saying there's anything wrong with the medical protocols for these conditions, but they do not include any nutrition. And there is no health without optimizing nutrition. So I hope that clarified that just a bit.
Got it. Okay.
Okay, we're done with that one?
Yes. Okay. And Dr. Wald, thank you for this great information.
My pleasure.